Crash, Chapter 13. You never know who's going to get home first. Tonight it was my mom. Before she even closed the front door, she kicked her shoes across the living room floor. She flopped onto an easy chair and melted into it, legs straight out, heels on the rug, toes up, head back, eyes closed. "Did you eat?" "Yeah," I said. "Pizza. Mike was here." She didn't move. She looked dead. Abby came bursting in. "Mommy!" She threw the ruler she'd been using on the sofa and jumped onto the lap of the body. My mother grunted. "Hey, you're not three anymore. When are you going to stop being so perky?" Her eyes were still closed. Abby bounced on the lap. "I have to be perky, Mom, 'cause you're so tired all the time. I gotta make up for you." My mother's right eye opened for a second, then closed again. "You'd be tired too if you hadn't sold a house since the Pilgrims came over." My mother sells real estate. Abby made a face and pounded the arm of the chair. "Oh no, not again." She pulled my mother's head onto her shoulder and hugged her, like she was the mother. "Why don't you sell me a house, Mom? I'll buy one from you." She reached into my mother's armpit and tickled. My mother screamed and shot upright and snatched Abby's hand away. "Why can't you just go away and let me be miserable?" she said. But she was chuckling and hugging Abby as she said it. Her eyes swung to me. "How was your first day?" I shrugged. "Okay. Hey, Penn Webb is out for cheerleading." Her eyes widened. "Penn Webb? The boy? If you want to call him that." "He's nice," Abby butted in. "I like him." For some reason, it bugs me how alike Webb and my sister are, especially with nature stuff. They go walking his turtle together. It shows you how immature he is hanging out with a fifth grader. And they're both perky. My father walked in. If it was possible, he looked even draggier than my mother. Abby ran to him. "Daddy, Daddy, I love you, Daddy." She put her arms around his waist and snuggled into his shirt. My father looked sideways at my mother. "What does she want?" My mother pushed herself up from the chair and shuffled off. "Oh, she's just being perky." "Hungry?" "Don't worry about me," he said, letting Abby pull his briefcase away. "I'll get something." My mother flapped her hand as she went into the kitchen. "Well, I'm here now." Abby held the briefcase with both hands on her. It looked like a suitcase. "Daddy, I do want something. I want to know how many square feet in an acre." My mother's voice sailed in from the kitchen. 43,560. The three of us gawked at the kitchen doorway. My mother's face appeared. "Real estate school?" and disappeared. Abby opened my dad's briefcase and got out his calculator. She punched some buttons on it and let out a yelp of joy. "Yes!" My father took back the calculator. "What was that for?" Abby clenched her fists. There were secrets in her eyes. "Surprise, surprise!" I went up to my room. Pretty soon, I could smell frying onions. I went back down. The three of them were in the kitchen. My mother was making cheesesteaks. It's about the only thing she makes good. She scowled at me. "You don't really want more to eat, do you?" I didn't say anything. Didn't have to. She knew the answer. She put on another steak. I stuck out a printed form in front of my dad. "You gotta sign the permission to play football." He read it. "Well, what if I don't give you permission?" "I'll play anyway." He pushed the paper away. "I'll think about it." We've gone through this little joke every year since midget football. "Eric Schultz says he's going to send me home crying," I said. My father nodded. "Scared? Ooh, terrified." My mother served the steaks. "Penn Webb's going out for cheerleading," I said. My dad is usually pretty cool, but this time his head jerked up like he got caught up in an uppercut. "What? Who? Penn Webb wants to be a cheerleader." He bit off the end of his sandwich. He shook his head, chewed, chuckled, and spoke all at once. "Now that is terrifying." We, Dad and I, cracked up. Abby glared. "And he gets his clothes at second time around," I said. "Well, that's no crime," said my mother. "What second time around?" said Abby. "A thrift shop," said my mother. "It means," I said, "used, like in used clothes. He wears rags that other people throw away." My mother sprinkled pepper on her steak. She spoke to Abby. "They are not rags. They're clothes that are still good that the people donate to be sold. The proceeds go to the hospital." Abby licked off some melted cheese. "Like recycled clothes?" "Exactly." Abby took a couple bites. She kept staring at my mom. You could tell she was chewing on more than steak. Mom? Yes? Can I get my clothes that second time around from now on? My mother smiled. We'll see. I said, if he does make cheerleading, I hope he can find a used skirt there. My father gave a snort. The females glared. My mother turned to Abby. Speaking of gender issues, why did you ask your father about the number of square feet in an acre? Why not your mother? Abby had a yellow mustache from melted cheese. She looked stumped for a minute. I thought acres was men's stuff. That kind of thinking, said my mother, pointing her finger, will make you a second-class citizen. Abby thought it over. She does that. Me, if grown-ups don't make sense, I forget it. Why bother? I said to my father, first game is October 8th. I should have stopped right there, but my mouth blabbered on. Against Hillside East, think you can make it? My father took a bite, took a sip of diet soda, blinked, sniffed, poured salt on his steak. He cleared his throat, but he didn't speak. He nodded. I wanted to kill myself. Why did I have to put him through that? All I had to do was mention the date. Let it go at that. I punched myself under the table. Abby was done thinking it over. She snapped her head and said, okay, Mom. So, can I have a stamp, an envelope, and a piece of paper? Ask your father. He's the stamp, envelope, and paper person. Abby giggled and threw up her arms. I give up. I'll never figure out this gender business. Even I had to laugh. I don't know how long we were there after the plates were cleared. As I was getting up to go, Abby says, notice anything? We all looked at her. I sure wasn't going to say it. My mother did. What? Abby raised her arms and swung around with a grin as big as a hoagie roll. We all ate a meal together. I headed off. The living room was getting dark. I twirled my finger. Whoopee! Just like a real family.